Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
6:33 a.m. We welcome to our microphones right now our very good friend, J.C. Bowman, the president of Professional Educators of Tennessee. Good morning, J.C.
Hey, good morning, Michael. Good to see you this morning.
Well, you know, there's a lot of darkness and evil out there, and we need you to bring sunshine and light. But I'm going to tell you something here. It doesn't sound exactly like sunshine and light in the world of K-12 public education. There's a group called the National Association of Educational Progress, NAEP. Since 1990, they've been putting out, or actually since way back in 1970s, they've been putting out annual reports about the long-term trends in reading and mathematics assessment for age 9 students.
Yeah, we've addressed it. You and I have talked about this before because we did it in the Star. And one of the things, you know, we talked about was, you know, when we were all praising it and thought it was doing great, you know, I came out and go, I don't read too much into the results. There are many factors that contribute to high-quality public school system, performance, funding, safety, class size, quality of educators, community support, just name a few. NAEP's just one snapshot. It's not a big – I mean, hate to say it's not a big deal. It is a big deal to some people.
Well, it's called the National Report Card.
Yes.
And the results that just came in are very bad.
Well,
the for reading, the score has dropped by 5 points for the average 9-year-old from 220 on to 215. That's the largest score drop in reading since 1990. In mathematics, the score dropped 7 points from 241 to 234, the first ever score drop in mathematics. And the Biden maladministration, you want to know who they're blaming for this?
Oh, it's got to be Trump or Reagan.
Donald Trump.
We couldn't get Reagan in there?
They might. I don't know. But they're going after Donald Trump. This guy, the Secretary of Education, this political hack, Miguel Cardona, is basically saying it's all Trump's fault. Now, remember, Trump was president for 10 months of the pandemic. 20 months of the pandemic, Joe Biden's been president. Apparently, nothing happened in the 20 months of Joe Biden.
Yeah, let me answer one quick thing. First off, the drop since 1990, as you referenced it, it marks a sharp drop since 2020. That's the other year, but it was 7 points higher than it was. But still, the scores that were done even after the pandemic were 7 points higher than it was in 1971. And it was, and the average math scores were 15 points higher than it was in 1978. So for everybody,
I wouldn't exactly call that progress, though, because they were all the scores are pretty darn low.
But here you go, Michael. Here's the beauty in this whole thing. This is a sample size. So if I want scores to go high, I'll go over in Williamson County and test. If I want them to go low, now supposedly the sample size is all mixed up. And by the way, it includes private schools. So it's every school. They do a sample size. What does your state look like, supposedly? And they get a sample. And it's about 3,000 kids that take this test in each state.
So let's talk about the general situation of education. Now, just for our listeners, I guess some people don't understand exactly what you do at Professional Educators of Tennessee. You're not the teachers union. You're exactly the opposite of the teachers union. And you're on the web at proedtn.org, proedtn.org. But tell everybody in our listening audience what Professional Educators of Tennessee is.
Well, we're in a teachers association, and in that we do advocacy. We go out here and we speak about education issues and we talk about key things to try to explain from a different perspective. We a lot of people try to consider us an alternative to the union. And at this point, I don't see we started out in that realm, but we've moved further. We offer teacher member benefits, liability protection. And
see, liability protection is big, I think.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I mean, the whole thing with what we try to do things is make sure that we're protecting our teachers and students. I mean, in every regard, we try to strike a healthy balance. And we want to work with local school districts. And what we're seeing is a usurp, usurpation of the power that goes to the state. The state's reached down and taken a lot of things in local control away from. We used to all use the mantra, we're for local control of education.
So here in Tennessee, the state education department is usurping the powers of local districts. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you and I talked about this, I think, last year. We talked about when TESA was a big deal.
Tell people what TESA is.
It's the Tennessee Investment and Students Act.
And what does that do?
And that's going to be the new funding formula that we use in Tennessee, and the governor said.
Has anybody figured it out yet?
Yeah, we know it's going to raise taxes. And I think the conservative news or whatever came out, and I think you guys did a pretty good analysis of it from John Seifer.
John Seifer, yeah.
And talked about, you know, how we're not growing as much in spending in that area. But that's neither here nor there. What is happening is that we know that money's going to go up, because every time you raise money at the state, you have to put more money in at the local. And so
– but.
And then everybody denied it.
So let's talk about the abysmal state of public education, K-12 public education here in America and in Tennessee right now. This is me talking, right? So you look at this and you see reading and writing scores declining. You see the rise of all of this propaganda out there that delivered through many teachers and through the educrats that kind of run the school systems. That they're pushing transgenderism, they're pushing critical race theory. They're not supposed to be pushing critical race theory, but they are. There's a law here that says don't do it. But if you look at the subtle influences of, quote, social emotional learning, they're pushing Democrat, progressive, anti-American thoughts and ideas into all of our K-12 public school students. Well, this is a very, very concerning situation. And let me just add one other thing about teachers out there. I think it's very difficult being a teacher today. I think they get all sorts of disrespect at every level. And in Tennessee, I mean, I look at the numbers, the average public school teacher is paid like, what, $51,000 a year, something like that.
It's lower. Yeah, I mean, you're doing average when you're adding the central office staff.
But it compares. Tennessee teachers, public school teachers, get paid far less than other public school teachers in, say, New York or Texas or California. And so you add that along with all of the stress that these teachers have from parents that are upset, all of the requirements imposed on them by the educrats running the school. It's a tough job, asterisk, and this is kind of my perception of it. A number of teachers in this tough job, I would say, to me, it seems like the vast majority of them, are far left progressives who are pushing all of this woke junk on their kids. This is my perception of it. So the teachers that are just trying to teach are having additional burden imposed upon them because they're pushing against this woke ideology that's everywhere. You're kind of shaking your head, so tell me why I'm wrong.
Just to give you the idea, Williamson County, when they adopted the book Wit and Wisdom, and I go back to that one, that's a book that everybody likes to single out, both the left and the right. Actually, the left doesn't like Wit and Wisdom. They think it's not academically challenging enough. But what has happened is you had 25 people sitting in a room working to make a decision for the good of the county, and what happens is one person walks into the room and goes, here's the book we're adopting, y'all vote on it and accept it. And then you get people come back and say, this is the book the committee has chosen. You know, most of our teachers, and I go back to this, 90% of them just want to teach. They just want to do their job. And I think you may have elements within the system that get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this before. Let's say like anything else, you get 15% on the right or you get 15% on the left that take positions that you're going, wow. But the vast majority don't want to go there.
So I don't know if you saw this, but we did a story on this. Our Susan Berry, our national
Susan's
education
Susan's a great writer.
She's 1 minute.
The best education writer in the country.
Number two. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not an education writer.
She's great. I love Susan.
Yeah. But she basically documented a Project Veritas undercover report. Do you see this? An assistant principal in Connecticut at a public school explained his hiring procedures. He would not hire a conservative. He would not hire a Catholic. He would not hire anybody over 40 because he couldn't get them to change to accept the subtle influences of Democratic progressive ideology. The young teachers would do that. And I think this is what it's all about. I think my view is that the vast majority of educrats are trying to hire woke teachers.
Yeah, and I would hope that, number one, that that's not the case for...
I have to hope.
But again, you're right, the hiring process, and that's why our experienced teachers are walking out.
By the way, when we come back, a little teaser here. I'm told by a little birdie that Tennessee's Education Commissioner, Penny Schwinn, was up in Washington, D.C. last week advising the grifter-in-chief, Joe Biden, on the teacher shortage. I'm told that.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. Well, you can elaborate on that more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. He is J.C. Bowman.